God, and I thank God. I pray in Jesus' name that I would do what he has instructed, praise God, for me to do as I work alongside our overseer, Bishop Ray. Amen. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And for those of you that will be installed on this morning, amen, those of you that are here, amen. And there are some that's not here this morning. Hallelujah, and we will do theirs, I assume, later. Amen. Praise God. But we just thank God for those of you that are in the house today. Amen. Come to serve with us in this place. We know that God is doing a great work, and God is going to be doing some great things in the ministry. We have some things that's prepared. So this morning, since it's only family in the house and we have no visitors, I'll use a portion of this as a generalized meeting and then the installation as well. Amen. But I want to talk a little bit. I asked the Lord for a message, and he gave me the parable of the talents. It's coming from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. Praise God. And it's directly from the word of God. And I just want to say a few things about this. Amen. And we'll roll right on into the installation. Amen. And on to what God wants us to do. Amen. We're living in the last days, church. And as you can see, people are trying to get back to normal, praise God, or what they assume was their normal. Amen. Now, God has brought many of us through danger seen and unseen, and God has been good to us. I thought about on yesterday how, you know, I hear people talking about what's coming and all of these diseases and different things like that. Amen. But there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You know, there's going to be diseases. Amen. Praise God. And different things is happening in the earth. But God told his people not to fear. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but none of them will come nigh your dwelling. Amen. So we have to believe what the report of the Lord. Amen. I thought about that song this morning that says, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Amen. His report says you're healed, you're delivered, you're set free. Amen. His report, amen, says that you're full of faith. Amen. You're his children, you're his friends. Amen. Glory be to God. God loves you with an everlasting love and an everlasting covenant. Bishop Ray read for us this morning, Psalms 23. Praise God. We said the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. And we shall not want. Hallelujah. So we have to believe the report of the Lord. You know, Psalms 91 say that he that dwells in a secret place of the Most High God shall say of the Father that he is our God and our refuge, our fortress. In him we put our trust. You know, praise God. The Bible teaches that some trust in horses and some in chariots. But our trust, our hope shall be in the Lord our God. Amen. Praise God. So it moves us to have the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Living on the inside of us. Amen. And as we would move in the Holy Spirit, praise God, and allow God to do the work of ministry in us, God will do a great work. Amen. Praise God. All God's looking for is willing workers. And right now, praise God, in this hour that we're living in, we need to use our mouth as a voice piece for God, not as a voice piece of gossip or bad news barriers or whatever the case might be. But we need to use our mouth, amen, as a mouthpiece for God. Telling people everywhere we go, whether it's your friend that you've had years, whether it's somebody you know or don't know, praise God, talking about Jesus and telling people that Jesus is still alive and well. Amen. He's not dead, church. He's still alive. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's what we ought to be exclaiming so that others can come to know Jesus in the pardon of their sins. Amen. Glory be to God, because there's a lot going on. But guess what? God is up to something great. And your God, the God that we serve, the Father that we serve, is not oblivious to the things that's happening in the world. Amen. He knows all about it, church. He knows all about it. But you got to be in a position to receive what God has for you and what he's saying to you. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to admonish you tonight, this afternoon, to come on into the Lord's side and do what the Lord has encouraged for us to do. It's a great day here at It's All About Jesus World Ministries, and God is doing great things. Let's go to the word of God in Matthew, the 25th chapter. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to look at the 14th verse. Amen. And I'm going to read, hallelujah, this through, and then we'll have a little discussion about what God has given, and we'll go directly into our next portion of the service. Amen. It says in the parable of the talents, and it starts at verse 14 and says, for the kingdom of heaven, do I need to wait on anyone? Everybody got it? Amen. Everybody got it? It's Matthew, the 25th chapter, starting at the 14th verse. Amen. And it reads, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now, take note that he was traveling. It was a man. And in this parable, you want to put the man as Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And as I was studying, I was seeing some different comparisons to the word of God. Amen. I printed out something. I wanted to print it out at home, but I forgot that the printer wasn't working. I did print it, but it didn't print. Amen. I think I sent it to Pastor James, but that's okay. I'm keep moving. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents. Amen. To another he gave 2 talents. And to another one, to each according, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. In other words, God does not allow you to be tempted above that you're able to bear. And God only gives you what you can handle. Amen. Sometimes we want so much, but God only gives. He's not going to give you what's going to destroy you. Amen. He only gives you what you can handle. So if we place you over something, that means God saw what you could handle. We saw what you could handle. God said yes to it. Amen. Pray, put his seal of approval on it, and you can bank it. You know that you can handle it because God gave it to you. Amen. He said to each man to his own ability, and immediately he went on his journey. Then he who received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Amen. So sometimes those with the 5 talent and the 2 talent, they saw God as a God that would replenish, a God that will supply. They saw God of, you know, when the Bible teaches us and when we read our declaration, we said God has given us the power to get wealth. Amen. They saw God as a way of getting wealth or getting what they needed done. They took those talents and they didn't hide them, but they put them into use and those talents were multiplied. Amen. Praise God. Now, some look at this, praise God, as I was studying, I saw that some of the scholars, it was from an author unknown, but some of the scholars felt like, the talents that were given was financial gain. In some areas, it felt like it was things that were given in the church or administrations. Praise God. So whichever one it was, you can take that same thing and use it in any instance. Because in administration, you want your area of expertise or whatever you're doing to be fulfilled. And you want, praise God, that to multiply. You don't want it just to stay the same. So, for instance, if I gave a little Yamir a job to do, praise God, and Brother Ernest gave a good illustration because that was, and he didn't know that that's something that was on my mind. But as I gave the children the welcome address, they can take that welcome address and become illustrated. Illustrative. So you take the talent, you take what was given to you, and you multiply it, you add to it. Amen. Praise God. And so here it's the same thing in any auxiliary or anything that you're doing in the church. You take that so you can multiply. You just don't have it so you can have a title. You have it so you can use it for God's ability. And you pray about it and you ask God, what should I do with this that you've given me? Amen. And so 2 of them went out and they did something great. The one that kept his, praise God, and he hid it. Amen. Praise God. He saw God as a cruel God, as a God that would hurt him if he did something with his talent. Amen. He didn't see God as a loving father, or he didn't see God or Jesus as someone that wanted him to do better. Praise God. And you have those same type of people in the world today. Some of them stay stagnant because they feel like, oh, if I do this or do that, I'm going to hell. Everything they do, I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. Everything you do. Amen. Praise. And they have no joy, no peace in the life that Jesus Christ has given them. Now, he said that the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. Is that right? But he said, Jesus said, but I come that you might have life. Amen. And have life what? More abundantly. But they don't look at the abundant life that they can have in Jesus, where they can have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, for that's the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So here we find, amen, that there is two types of people we're talking about here. We see those ones that is going to take God's word. They're going to let that word get into their spirit, into their heart, and they're going to produce. And then we see one type of person that is going to take that word and they're going to say, oh, I better not just do, I might just sit on the word. I did send it to you. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm just going to sit on the word of God. Amen. And I'm not going to produce. Amen. Praise God. So in any instance, we want to be ready to do what God has instructed for us to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. So whatever God gives you, take what he gives you and then multiply on it. That's all he's looking for. Amen. It says here, so he who had received the five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Do you see? Praise God. So the one that sees God as a God of greatness and a God of goodness and a God that don't want to destroy them, but a God that wants to use what's in their hands, they took that thing and developed it. And now God says to them, you have been faithful over this field. Amen. Now I'm going to multiply it. I'm going to take what you brought back to me, hallelujah, and I'm going to make you, because I saw that you could be productive, I saw that you could be faithful to the things of God, now what I will do is elevate you and give you something more. Amen. I'll give you more responsibility is what he's talking about. I can give you more responsibility because you handled what I gave to you before. You handled it with grace. You handled it with mercy. You did what you were supposed to do. Glory be to God. So now, because I saw your faithfulness, I can give you more to do. Amen. Because a lot of us want a lot to do, but we're not faithful over the little things that God gives us. Amen. We want, in other words, we want more money. Hallelujah. We want to be financially stable, but we don't always give our tithe. Amen. Glory be to God. And so it doesn't work like that. God said, okay, when you get faithful over this, then I will restore you more. Hallelujah. Anybody hearing me this morning? Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. He said, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And he said, he also had received the two talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So you see, guys, even with souls are concerned, when you're talking to people about Jesus, amen, ask them when you're talking to them about Jesus, would you like to give your life to the Lord? Don't just seal the deal, so to speak. Amen. Praise God. I'm still asking people, would you like to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? I was over in Africa and one girl gave her life to Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. That's a blessing because that's counted unto you as good works. And all of heaven rejoices when only one soul will come. It doesn't mean that you have to have a lot of people following and all of that. But what you're doing with the ones that you do have is important. Amen. Praise God. So he had to develop what? More talent. God wanted him to be watchful. Watchful, praise God. And the master rewards his servants according to how each has handled his stewardship. So whatever God puts in your hands, he rewards you according to what you, how you have handled your stewardship. Amen. What has God put in your hand to do? Amen. Glory be to God. What has he instructed for you? Have you been praying? Have you been seeking God? Asking God, what is it that you want me to do? Amen. So a lot of times we look at purpose and we look at, praise God, what we're supposed to be doing as something that has to be really grand. You know, when I wrote my book, my first book, I got in there that, you know, sometimes you're looking for God to give you some high order. Like in doing the work of evangelism, when he told me that, I was thinking, okay, what type of work of evangelism? You start automatically, your mind goes to these great evangelists, like evangelist Billy Graham or evangelist Oral Roberts or all of those big guys that was doing those great works and tents and stuff like that. And God said, no, right here in your community, there's a work that needs to be done. Do you see what I'm saying? Amen. Praise God. So God said gain indicates faithfulness on the part of his servants. When you gain, amen, praise God, or you do more, praise God, it indicates that you are faithful. But sometimes our faithfulness fall off, if I'm right. Amen. We can be faithful for a couple of months and we're doing real good. Then all of a sudden we start backing up and slacking up. Amen. Then we'll come back and we'll be good. We do it for a little while longer. Then we start backing up and slacking up. Amen. And I'm talking about all of us in here. Amen. So I want us to know that we have to stay stable in God. You have to continue to work. God wants us to continue to do what he wants. Sometimes, you know, the cares of the world and life comes in. Things changes. Things happen. Amen. And that is so true. Hallelujah. But in the midst of that, you got to keep God first. Amen. And sometimes you have, the Bible says you have to contend for the faith. When you have a contender in the ring, praise God, and they're boxing, the contender that's in the ring, they're not boxing just to be boxing. They want to win. So you got to contend for your faith. You got to keep on pushing. You got to move the devil out of the way because he is going to make sure that you have things in your life, hallelujah, that's causing you headache. He's going to make sure that you got things in your life that tries to make you so busy that you can't do God's work. He's going to put things in your life that you're going to start focusing on more than whatever. He'll try to take things from you so you'll feel like you got to work yourself in the ground to gain those things back. So see, you got to watch out for the enemy. Amen. Praise God. But your faithfulness has always got to be to God. So don't put anything before God. Amen. And it's easy to do it because we live in a world where everything seems important. Amen. I got to do it. You don't have to do it. Make sure that when you wake up in the morning. Amen. I'm trying to instill this in my granddaughter. Amen. I instill it in my sons. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm sure they haven't forgotten it because I did it a long time. But I'm just saying that when you get up in the morning, make it your business to pray. The saints pray early. Amen. Glory be to God. Because why? You know why that happens? Because by the time you get up a little bit later, amen, if you're a working person, you got to get up now. You got to jump up. You got to start putting your clothes on and you're running through the house. You're just trying to get things done. Amen. By the time you get to work, you done forgot all about God. Now you're working. Amen. Praise God. And unless you are that person that like to meditate sometime during the day, I'm not saying that you got to do it at that hour. I'm just saying it's a good time to do it. Amen. Praise God. Because you're up a little earlier. You're refreshed. You can get your shower, whatever the case might be. I'm learning when I first get up, just take my shower. Just go ahead and take it because I know the day is going to get started. Get into the word, start reading something, putting something in my mind, in my heart. Throw on some music or something. I'm not really a loud person in the morning. I'm not really a television and radio person early in the morning. I like a lot of quietness and silence. And it's okay with me because I practice that. But I'm just saying that that's something that you could do to get your mind on the Lord. Amen. In Matthew, it said the master puts his servant in charge of his goods while he's away on a trip. Upon his return, the master assesses the stewardship of his servants. He evaluates them according to how faithful each was in making wise investments of his goods to obtain a profit. It is clear that the master sought some profit from the servant oversight. A gain indicates faithfulness of the part of the servant. The master rewards his servants according to how each has handled his stewardship. He judges two servants as having been faithful. He gives them a positive reward. Amen. To the single unfaithful servant who played it safe, a negative compensation is given unto him. Amen. Why? Because he did nothing at all. He made excuses and he complained. Amen. Praise God. God is not taking excuses. I would have, God, but see, I had to do, because God know what our life can be. Amen. And he don't want us to lie to ourselves as much as he don't want us to lie to him. He know we got some time if we make some time. Amen. Praise God. So don't lie to the Lord. Don't lie to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Keep yourself balanced. We have to become balanced people of God. Amen. Where we are doing, giving, receiving, all of these things are a part of God. Amen. There's not a whole lot you can say about this. There is a lot that I could say. Amen. But I believe you get the point. God wants you to use what you have, the talents that you have. Amen. And he wants you to produce. He wants you to multiply. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he don't want you to hide what he's given you and say, oh, well, you're such a good master that I don't have to do anything at all. I'll just sit here and let you just bless me. Amen. And I don't become faithful over anything. That's not what God is calling for us to do. He wants us to be faithful, church. And if there's any other desire that I have for the ministry as we move forward, is that we be faithful. Amen. And that we be a good steward Hallelujah. And that I have the wisdom and knowledge and understanding on how to lead you in the right direction. Amen. This has been my prayer for the week. Amen. God, I just need your direction. I need the Holy Spirit to lead me, to guide me. Amen. To help me to work along with Bishop so I can see what the direction of the ministry, which direction is going. Amen. Because I know God is about to do some wonderful things. Not because I'm in leadership, but because God said so. Amen. And we've had a couple of confirmations since last week when people are speaking into our lives. Amen. People that we trust, of course. Amen. And saying some of the same thing. Praise God. Let me finish reading this part and I'm going to be finished. It said that when the servant did not do what he was supposed to do and he saw God himself as a cruel master, he's rebuked but presented as more righteous than the wealthiest servant who squandered his money and was cast into darkness. Now, the ones that was that did well, praise God, they were not under rebuke. But the one that did not do well was under rebuke. Praise God. Because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, the Bible said that they were going to cast him into outer darkness. It said this in the Word of God. It said right here that the faithful over a few things, I will make you rule over many, enter into the kingdom and the joy of the Lord. He who also had received the two talents, he said the same thing to him. And then he who had received the one talent, he said, Lord, I knew that you were had to be a hard man, reaping where you had not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was what? Afraid. God don't want us to be afraid of him. Amen. He wants us to entreat him, come to him, talk to him. And some people treat God as if he's some monster. Amen. Just sitting up there waiting to cast judgment on you. That's not the kind of God you serve. Amen. You serve a good God. You serve a righteous God. You serve a holy God. You serve a God that wants you to be blessed. You serve a God that has your best interest at heart. You serve a God that wants you to have, hallelujah, multiplication. You serve a God that wants you to, praise God, to prosper in life. You serve that type of God. You don't serve a weak God. Amen. Or jelly back God just sitting back and trying to decide, oh, today I'm going to put this on you. Oh, today I'm going to put that on you. That's not the kind of God you serve. And when things come, you got to learn how to use your mouth and rebuke those things. God has given you power. He's given you wealth in your mouth. He's given you the keys of the kingdom. He's given you death and life. Hallelujah. In the power of your tongue, you have to either speak life or speak death. You got to do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he saw God as a wicked man. Hallelujah. But God began to tell him, praise God, that he was preparing them for kingdom business. He was preparing them for kingdom work. And when you have preparation for kingdom work, guess what? You have to do that work with all your might. Amen. Whatever you find your hands to do, do it with all your might. Glory be to God. Don't do it, praise God, with a grudging mind. And if you have questions, praise God, once you get an assignment, if you have questions, you ought to ask someone. Amen. And you know what? The better person to ask is the person who gave you the assignment, not the people that didn't give you the assignment. And then you go into an assumption. Amen. If you have any questions, come to the person that gave you the assignment. Amen. And get an understanding. The Bible says in all that getting, get an understanding. And guess what, church? We work well together here. We're in unity here. I believe that God brought us together. We're family. We're going to grow, but we're family. But I believe that God is still bringing family together. Amen. Praise God. And I believe that God wants us to be unified even the more. I believe that with all my heart. I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen. And I'm looking to him, the developer of my faith. Amen. I don't know everything that he wants to do, but I know that God wants to do a great work. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're going to allow God to do exactly what he wants to do. And if we do what God says for us to do, guess what? We don't stand in judgment. Amen. Not in harsh judgment and rebuke. Amen. God will bless us if we come together. Amen. And work together even the more. There are some things that God has in charge for us. Amen. But we have to carry these plans out according to the will of God and according to what? The word. Amen. This is right here is our roadmap. Amen. If you want direction, if we want to know which way to go, guess what we're going to have to do? Stick to this word. Amen. If we need to sort out any disagreement, argument, whatever the case might be, guess where we go? To the Word. Amen. Praise God. If we need to sort out any family problems, family issues, marital issues, amen, girlfriend, boyfriend issues, amen, situations, glory be to God, guess where we go? To the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Problems on your job, problems in your home, sickness, disease, amen, malice, hatred, whatever it might be. Where is it at? In the Word. It tells us how to handle all of these things. So this is what we're going to be using as our tool. Amen. The Word of God. I want to admonish all of you. Amen. Praise God. To try to get a version that you understand. Amen. A New King James. Praise God is great. But always have a little King James standby. Amen. Glory be to God. NIV is okay. Amen. But praise God, Amplified is wonderful. It explains things to you. It takes you a little bit more reading. But if you get that, the Message Bible is also good. Amen. Praise God. I want to encourage you to bring a little notebook and a pen to church. Hallelujah. On Sunday. So you can drop down a little note. Sometimes we might have words. That's all you might want to look up that word through the week and keep that one word in your heart. Guess what? You can grow from that one word. Hallelujah. You can expand your spirituality from that one word. Amen. Those of you that need to be baptized, we're going to try to get you baptized. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because some of us have not been baptized. Water baptism is important after salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to get all of these things done. God is great, isn't he? Amen. Praise God. And we're going to do this according to the will of God. Amen. So I would like to have at this time, praise God, I told you we just roll right on into it. Amen. Sister Alberta, Brother Ernest, Brother John, Brother Vernell, Sister Vernell, Minister Vernell, I'm sorry, Minister Purnell, Pastor Ernest, Latoya, Sister Latoya, amen. All of you can come up front, please. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Bishop James.